News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Now, school is out for summer. It's the last day of term for primary schools across the country. And as pupils and homeschooling parents breathe a sigh of relief, our reporter Sarah Madden investigates how teachers are feeling at the close of a somewhat unconventional school year.
Hi there, boys and girls. I just want to quickly go through the Irish for this week. So we are looking at sport, and the first section is Liam na Barney. So fill in the blanks.
Gaelga by Zoom. These are the sounds of the virtual classroom as primary schools have powered through the pandemic. It's moving day at a national school in Dublin, and I caught up with teacher Niamh Byrne as she settled into her classroom for next year.
I wonder if you feel as though your role has changed over the last few months.
So I suppose our role changed overnight from, you know, being in our classrooms, seeing the children and seeing the kind of process of learning to getting the end product, to getting the completed piece. That's not our role, you know, that's not what we all love as part of our role as teachers.
What feedback were you getting from the parents in terms of homeschooling?
I think they kind of realised, you know, different difficulties that we may have mentioned before, but that they hadn't seen firsthand. You know, when you're doing your homework with your child, it's different than when you're doing every single aspect of their learning. It was just good for them to see things that they may not have understood when we may have mentioned it in parent-teacher meetings.
Are you worried at all about the developmental aspect of things with the students in the classroom having been out of school for such a long time?
I would be really concerned about like the social aspect of it. You know, in September, I can imagine some children will be, you know, skipping in, absolutely delighted. But there will be a lot of children that would be really kind of worried about those relationships. Are like, who am I going to play with on yard? Are we still friends? I haven't seen that person in such a long time. I think a lot of time in September will have to be spent building up those relationships and building up that positive classroom culture and that positive environment that the children feel comfortable with one another again, and that will definitely take a lot of time, but it'll be time really well spent.
So this is the last day of the school year.
Yeah.
What would this day usually look like at the end of a typical academic year?
It's usually organised chaos would be the best way to describe it, because there's things everywhere and the children are so excited. You know, they've made it to the end of another year. And as a school, we have lots of different things. So one thing we have is a sixth class students versus teachers relay race. Then there's the excitement of their new teacher. They're so excited to go in and meet this new teacher. And then usually in my class, I do an ice cream party. That's probably their favourite thing. From September, they're saying, will we get an ice cream party at the end of the year? And you're like, yep, we will. We have to, you know, work hard and we'll get there. So it's something they look forward to. We might watch a movie and just really enjoy being together and finishing off another school year.
Sorry, that bell, is that usually a lunchtime bell, or what does that usually?
Yeah, so it's lunchtime, so it's just kind of a start and end of the lunch.
It's just kind of haunting to hear it go off in a school with no children.
Yeah, there's just a great buzz about a school building, and that's completely gone. You know, we're here, it's empty, really. There's no children, and it's kind of a sad place to be, but hopefully we'll be back to normal in September. And hopefully we might have a little bit of an ice cream party or something just to, you know, really end this year and start a great new year together.
And that was Niamh Byrne, who runs the Irish Primary Teacher blog, speaking to our own Sarah Madden.